This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Canadian Prime Minister agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to the India-Canada relationship, beginning with the early restoration of high commissioners. The decision was taken after both the leaders held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis. In his remarks during bilateral meeting, PM Modi said India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity. Mr. Modi said many Canadian companies have investments in India and vice versa.
Bharat aur Canada ke sambandh anek prakar se bahut hi mahatvapurna hai. Canada ki anek companies ka Bharat mein nivesh hai. Bharat ke logo ka bhi Canada ki dharti par bahut bada nivesh hai. लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर करके मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, उस दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे.
Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea, among others. Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz discussed ways to strengthen India-Germany bilateral cooperation in key areas. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister Modi today highlighted that ensuring affordable, reliable and sustainable energy is India's priority. In his address at the 51st G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada, Mr. Modi stressed that AI itself is an energy-intensive technology. He pointed out that renewable energy is the way to sustainability, fulfill the energy requirements of a technology-driven society. Calling for attention to the concerns and priorities of the Global South, he noted that India took it as responsibility to bring the voice of the Global South to the world stage. Our correspondent reports that this was the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. We have a report.
Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's stand against terrorism and thanked the leaders for condemning the Pahalgam terror attack. He urged them to galvanize global action against terrorism and underlined the need to take strict action against those who promote and support terrorism. Prime Minister also highlighted India's experience in democratizing use of technology and its human-centric approach in deploying it. He called for addressing global governance issues to tackle concerns of artificial intelligence and to promote innovation in the field. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb, Croatia this afternoon on a historic visit marking high-level engagement between India and the Central and Southeast European nation. In the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi will hold a delegation-level talk with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. The Prime Minister will also meet Croatian President Zoran Milanović in the evening. Mr. Modi will visit the monument to the homeland in Zagreb for a wreath-laying ceremony in honour of the Croatian fighter for homeland. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian embassy in Tel Aviv today asked for those Indians to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. Indian nationals have been advised to regularly check updates and adhere to instructions from the Israeli Home Front Command, which can be accessed at www.oref.org.il. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a red alert for Assam for today and tomorrow as the India Meteorological Department predicted extremely heavy rainfall with thunderstorms across the state, including in Guwahati. Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. Meanwhile, rain lashed in Delhi NCR last evening, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and northeastern states are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.